From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Sitting in front of a TV may be more harmful to children than previously thought. Until now, health officials have assumed kids are gaining weight because they're watching too much TV or playing computer games. But as NPR's Patricia Naimond reports, a study from the Kaiser Family Foundation finds another reason: advertisements for food.
Years ago, it was ads for toys that dominated television commercials. Today, it's food. Researchers with the Kaiser Family Foundation say that kids see an average of 40,000 TV ads per year. 70% of them are for food, and most of those are for unhealthy food like fast food, soft drinks, candy, snacks, and sugary cereals.
I had Reese's for breakfast.
Oh. Oh, man.
Candy for breakfast?
No.
Reese's Puffs cereal.
That's a pretty typical ad. It's an ad for a cereal that tastes like a candy and that's very chocolatey.
Incredibly persuasive for kids, says Kaiser researcher Vicky Rideout. On top of that, add kids' favorite TV characters who are promoting snacks and cereals, characters like SpongeBob and Scooby-Doo. Rideout cites the food industry's own statistics that predicts kids under 12 will spend $35 billion of their own money this year, and they'll influence another $200 billion of their family spending. And that's part of the problem, says psychologist Dale Kunkel. Kids under 8 simply don't have the cognitive ability, he says, to understand that commercials should probably be taken with a grain of salt.
They view it as the truth. A young child who's 5, for example, would respond to a question, "Why are ads on TV?" with an answer like, "To tell me about things that are good for me to get."
The Kaiser Report analyzes over 2 decades of research into the effect of advertising on children. In one study, kids were shown 2 types of products, both cereals. Again, Vicky Rideout.
One would be a cornflake and one would be a frosted flake and so on, and had kids choose which they thought was the healthier item. And the kids who spent the most time watching TV were more likely to choose the less healthy item and call it the healthy one.
And because children, particularly those under 8, don't understand that an advertiser might be trying to manipulate them, Rideout suggests a counteroffensive: banning food ads during children's programming and prohibiting popular children's characters from promoting unhealthy food products. Not a good idea, says Bill McLeod, a lawyer with the Grocery Manufacturers of America.
There is not a problem in advertising foods. There is a problem in trying to decide which foods you would allow to advertise and which foods you would not allow to advertise. That would engage us all in a fruitless effort to try to determine what are good foods and what are not. We know that every food can fit into a balanced diet.
It's not so much what kids eat, says McLeod, but how much they eat and how much they're exercising. McLeod adds that it's up to parents to keep an eye on what their kids are eating. Easier said than done, says Yale psychologist and obesity expert Dr. Kelly Brownell. Brownell says parents just can't compete with the much-loved characters, familiar jingles, and colorful glitz of TV food commercials. He has another idea.
A very small tax, let's say 1 penny per can on soft drinks across the country, would raise $1.5 billion a year. That's a lot of money, and that's enough money to hire the best sports stars to advertise vegetables rather than fast foods.
Then, says Brownell, eating healthy would be glamorous instead of eating unhealthy. Patricia Naimond, NPR News, Los Angeles.